Good morning. Welcome to Yongnak Church of LA with Bible Time. It is my privilege to share the Word of God with Yongnak families. My name is Jessica Wan and I am serving our Yongnak kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us an opportunity to read your Word and meet you once again. We come before you. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. Let the Holy Spirit reside in us so that we may be able to listen to your words, remember your words, and obey your words. Please come and touch us and heal us as we listen to the book of John at this time. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up the book of John, chapter 20. I am reading from the HCSB version. Gospel of John, chapter 20 is on page 1092 in my Bible. So let's read together. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early. While it was still dark, she saw that the stone had been removed from the stone. So she ran to Simon Peter and to the other disciples, the one Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." At that, Peter and the other disciple went out, heading for the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and got to the tomb first. Stooping down, he saw the linen clothes lying there, yet he did not go in. Then following him, Simon Peter came also. He entered the tomb and saw the linen clothes lying there. The wrapping that had been on his head was not lying with the linen clothes, but was folded up in a separate place by itself. The other disciple, who had reached the tomb there first, then entered the tomb, saw and believed. For they still did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples were home again. But Mary stood outside facing the tomb, crying. As she was crying, she stooped to look into the tomb. She saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where Jesus' body had been lying. They said to her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "Because they've taken away my Lord," she told them, "and I don't know where they put him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, though she did not know it was Jesus. "Woman," Jesus said to her, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" "Supposing he was the gardener?" she replied. "Sir, if you removed him, tell me where you put him, and I will take him away." Jesus said, "Mary." Turning around, she said to him, in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. "Don't cling to me," Jesus told her, "for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced it to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them what he had said to her. In the evening of that first day of the week, the disciples were gathered together with the doors locked because of their fear of the Jews. Then Jesus came, stood among them, and said to them, "Peace to you. Having said this, he showed them his hands and his side. So the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But one of the 12, Thomas, called Twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples kept telling him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "If I don't see the mark of the nails in his hands, put my finger into the mark of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will never believe." After 8 days, his disciples were indoors again, and Thomas was with them. Even though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them. He said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and observe my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Don't be an unbeliever, but a believer." Thomas responded to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Those who believe without seeing are blessed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and by believing you may have life in his name. Amen. Good morning, children. Today we are learning from the book of John. Do you know who wrote the Gospel of John? Yes, the Apostle John wrote the Gospel of John. He was a fisherman and the son of Zebedee. Together, he and his brother James were called the Sons of Thunder. The Gospel of John shows us Jesus as seen through the eyes of one of his closest friends, called to live his life as a fisherman. John became one of the 12 disciples. He watched as Jesus taught and performed miracles. He ate with him at the Last Supper, and he stood by the cross as Jesus died. It was John whom Jesus asked to take care of his mother Mary. And while John does tell of Jesus' life on earth, his main message is that Jesus is the Son of God. His life did not begin in a manger or end on a cross. He existed before the creation of the world, and he will live long after this world is gone. Jesus came to earth to bring his light to a world lost in the darkness of sin. He came so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Amen. Today we read John chapter 20. It is a very important chapter. The chapter starts with a title of "The Empty Tomb" and ends with a title of "The Purpose of the Gospel." As you can see on the title, this is the scene about Jesus' resurrection. When Mary and the disciples went to the tomb, they saw an empty tomb and confirmed that Jesus' body was not there. Mary even saw angels and Jesus. Jesus told the disciples what will happen ahead, but they did not listen carefully or did not remember, or they did not believe what they heard. They did not comprehend what was going on. God used Mary, who told the news when she found out that Jesus was alive. She's such a good spokesperson. I want Jesus to use me too. After the disciples heard the news that Jesus was alive, the disciples were scared about the authorities, so they locked the door. Jesus came to the disciples. Jesus came down to earth in a manger. Jesus came to disciples where they were at. Jesus accepts me as I am. Whether I am in a stable or in a locked room, Jesus comes to me. He even broke through the barrier. The disciples were in a locked room with walls around it, but it did not stop Jesus. He is supernatural. Do you remember how he walked on water? Yes, he is all powerful and mighty, but he always opened the door and came into the building. He respected us. But when disciples were fearful, he showed his ability to give peace of mind, to help us know that we can trust Jesus no matter what. Our God is such a good Father. He's so gentle and careful. He does not disregard our feelings or questions. Look how he was sensitive to Thomas. He came to the disciples again. He showed his power by entering the locked room again. He expected Thomas to believe Jesus even though he did not see Jesus. But Jesus took care of Thomas's question. Jesus not only helped Thomas understand and believe, but gave lessons to disciples. He said, "Those who believe without seeing are blessed." At times, we have many doubts, but let us trust our loving God. Amen. Jesus helped disciples' faith by showing signs, and the chapter ends with verse 31 saying that, "But these are written so that you may believe Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and by believing you may have life in his name." Amen. Children, let's remember to obey our Lord as we follow him in our daily lives. We are under God's plan and history. We are under God's grace and miracle. Let's trust the Lord and not lose our hearts or our walk. Let's pray, everyone. Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us that you are alive. We are so glad that you are Messiah, Son of God. Lord, help us to be courageous and share this good news to people around us. Lord, please let us trust you and follow you. Thank you for always loving us and taking care of us. Lord, help us to share your truth and love to our family and friends. Lord, please help our Yongna kids having a great time during VBS and keep us safe. We love you and we thank you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.